All right, so in this first video, I'm going to kind of give you like a brief rundown of what I'm thinking, what I'm doing in this practice session, what I'm thinking about. So I'm thinking about just doing a groove, number one, in F sharp, because again, I want to get fluent in playing in all of my different keys. And so when I'm thinking about this, when I'm playing F sharp, I want to do that movement off of that E flat minor 7. It's like a hammer on. I want to think about like trying to learn how to extend chords. So I'm like walking the bass note, but I'm also doing hammer ons in order to extend the chords. And then I'm going to like a B flat major 7, but then I'm doing a B major 7 shape, but I'm raising that bass note. So I'm not going to technically playing that B in there. I'm raising it to a C. And while I'm doing that, I'm also thinking about like learning how to play different melodies around the chord. So a lot of times you'll see me using same or certain chord shapes, like regular triads, whatever, but I'm trying to move the melodies in the chords. Cause I think about like if a keyboard player was playing these particular melodies, how he's moving around the different melodies in the chord shapes. So that's the premise of what I'm trying to do in this particular practice session. Every day I'm always trying to challenge myself by thinking about different melodies that I may hear in my head and trying to attach those melodies to different chords to see if it makes sense. But the premise of this is really just to work out moving the melodies within the chords and learning how to raise and lower certain particular like bass notes in the chords, because it changes the overall tonality of the chord. That's essentially what we're doing and what I'm trying to practice in this particular practice session.